اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions in practical tajweed rules held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So I really welcome Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah today in our Quranic class. How are you?
Fine, sir.
How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Fine, sir.
I really welcome you all, inshallah. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 144 of Surah Ali Imran and page 67 or 8.
8.
On page 68. So, brothers and sisters, turn to page 68, Ayah 144 of Surah Ali Imran. Let's listen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتلا انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين.
Nice one. Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Allah Almighty says in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 144, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أفإن مات أو قتلا انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. So, this ayah tells Muslims an important point, okay? A very important point. And it's right after the Battle of Uhud, the second battle, the Battle of Uhud, right?
Yes.
Which the Muslims got defeated. During the battle, okay, somebody, one of the enemies, one of the soldiers of the enemies, threw a stone and hit our holy prophet, our dear prophet, on the forehead. Okay? On the forehead. And once the enemies claimed, okay, started, okay, screaming that, oh, the prophet died, God forbid, okay? So the enemies,
propaganda.
Yeah, propaganda, this kind of propaganda, okay? They started saying these things. And then the Muslims, so prophet was alive. And the Muslims, some of the Muslims, okay, they lost their confidence. They said, oh God, they ran away, started running away. So what? Allah Almighty says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Muhammad is nothing else but an apostle. He is a messenger. He's a prophet from Allah Almighty. An apostle from Allah Almighty. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. And other apostles, prophets have passed before him as well. There were many other prophets as well before our prophet. Right? So, أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلْ, if he dies or if he is slain, he's killed, for example, إِنْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ, will you turn back on your heels? Will you turn your faces? Will you turn away from Islam? Huh? Is that the case? If the Prophet passed away or got martyred, so yeah, will you turn back? There will be no Islam? Is that the case? Allah Almighty is asking us a question and also like kind of trying to tell us that you never have to do this. Okay? Got it?
Yes.
So guys, فَلَا يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ, and soon Allah will reward the grateful. Those people, one of the ways to be grateful to Allah Almighty is to follow the religion. Yeah? If you want to be grateful to Allah Almighty, because Allah Almighty has created us, He has given us wisdom, knowledge, life. So if we want to give thanks to Allah Almighty, we should be on His way. Things He has said, we have to listen to Him, right? That's it. So guys, the very important point is this, that if Prophet is a human being like us, yes, he lives among us, he eats, yes, he sleeps like us, he lives, okay? So he is a normal person, like a human being. He also passes away, right? Like normal people. So, but his school of thought, his religion does not die. The imams come, other leaders come, okay? So we don't have to be like only thinking of about the Prophet, that if the Prophet passes away, oh, there is no Islam. Islam, wassalam. No. Islam is alive, okay? We have to follow, we have to continue, support Islam, we have to believe in Islam. That's the guidance. So guys, inshallah, I want you to refer to the Tafsir book. There are a lot of points to learn, and inshallah, I hope you as well, inshallah, get the chance to help us, help other people as well, learn about these verses more, inshallah.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So let's move on to the Tajweed rules. Today, we will explain the tajweed rules in this ayah, Hassan, Hussein Ali Nasir, okay? Then we'll move on to the recitation. Ready?
Yep. Yes.
وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَجَّ الْفَرَجُ. The mim is mushaddad there. You have to stretch the sound. Produce a nasal sound also. Dun ends with tanween. It has a tanween. Tanween dhamma. After the tanween, you have hamza. So you read the tanwin clearly. There is no changes.
Yeah.
Right? Dun illa. Wa ma Muhammadun illa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Guys, whenever you hear the name of the Prophet, what?
Recite
salawat. Recite salawat. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu. Taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And the Prophet was asked once, okay, how, Muslim asked the Prophet that, how, O Prophet, O Holy Prophet, how can we recite salawat? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite salawat this way. This is the complete salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. That's what all Muslims, not only Shia Muslims, Sunni Muslims as well, they recite salawat the way we recite in their prayer. If in their prayer they do not recite this kind of salawat, okay, their prayer is not acceptable. Got it? So salawat, the correct salawat is this way. So you always have to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Got it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's it. That's the correct way to recite the salawat. Illa rasulun. Tanween plus qaf. Qaf matches the letters of ikhfa. Ikhfa says you should hide the sound of the tanween. Rasulun qad. Qad. Dal says, dal sakin says you should apply the rule.
Qalqala.
The echoing sound. Yes?
Yeah.
Qad. Qad khalat. Min qablihi. Again, nun sakin like tanween plus qaf. Qaf matches the ikhfa rule and you should hide the sound. Min qablihi rusul. Again, ba is sakin the same as dal. Should hide the echoing sound. Read it with an echoing sound. Five letters are there, yes? Literally. Qaf, ta, ta, ba, jim, and
dal.
These five letters, Hassan, whenever they appear sakin, you should read them with an echoing sound. Qad, qab, right?
Yes.
Jim says, it's okay if you stop, and it's okay if you continue. Optional, right? Afa in mata, afa in mata. In, nun sakin, plus mim. Nun sakin, plus mim. After nun sakin, if you got mim, ya, ra, lam, waw, nun, one of these letters. Ya, rumalun letters. You should merge the sound. Afa im in no im merge the noon into me im mata aw qutila qutila ends with fatha. Now next word starts with hamzatul wasl and you have a noon sakin. Join this lam with that noon sakin. Qutilan qalabtum hamzatul wasl we skipped,
yeah,
because you join the words. So قُتِلَا قَالَبْتُمْ. And by the way, nun sakin plus qaf. Qaf is?
From rest of the letters.
It matches the rule. إخفاء, hide the sound. قُتِلَا قَالَبْتُمْ لَبْتُمْ بَاقَلْقَلَ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. عَلَىٰ, the mad is not wajib, but you can stretch it for 5-6 counts. عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ. Again, idgham. وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ. Merge it. يَنْقَلِبْ. يَنْقَلِبْ. إِخْفَى. هَيْدَ سَنْ. وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ. قَلِبْ. Again, بَاسَاكِنْ قَلْقَلَ. عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَيْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. فَلَيْ. Again, merge the sound. يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ. Allah is pronounced heavily. Allah. This way, not Allah. شَيْئًا. If you stop here, the tanween fatha changes to alif mad. Shay'a. Qila tells you it's better to stop here. Wasayajzillahu. Look, this way, this one, Allah is pronounced with a light sound. Wasayajzillahu. The rule says if there is a kasra, read it with an a sound. If there is a fatha or dhamma before the word Allah, read it with an a sound. Wasayajzillahu shakirin. Listen and repeat now that we have finished the tajweed rules. Listen and repeat. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ
وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ
أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ
أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ
وَمَن يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَن يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا
وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا
أحسن فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ
وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Sanzum. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. That's from us for today. And inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان